Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for March 4th, 2025. I'm going to just ask, what in the world just happened? Did you guys check out the Dow? The Dow's down almost 700 points again, bringing the total almost to 1,300 points in 2 days. Over here, now we're having mortgage rates spike. So I keep telling you guys, don't pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Remember that saying? We're going to say that here. Mortgage rates are taking a jump today. And right through here, why? Well, it's Trump tariffs. Dow Jones is getting hammered. And now, years of stagflation, because it sure wasn't the economic news we had for today, because there's nothing there. What I want to show you right now is breaking news, basically from Steve Leisman over at CNBC. We're going to talk tariffs. That is the culprit right now. Right now, the markets are just saying, okay, we don't know what to do at this point. I think at this point, everybody's just dumping everything because you have cryptocurrencies. Just yesterday, oh, it's up 1,700, but this was like 92 or 3,000, I think yesterday, and then plummeted once again. See what oil's doing. Oil's unchanged, so that's helping us there. So but let's get over to Steve Leisman, and he's going to give us some insight that he has on this. And then when we come back, I'm going to explain to you, because you're going to start hearing a lot about stagflation. So we're going to talk, what is it? What does it do to our economy? And I'm going to let you know one thing. We don't want it here in the U.S. So that's for sure. So let's get over to Steve Leisman over at CNBC. And he's saying that the Fed now is signaling maybe 3 rate cuts because of all this uncertainty that we're seeing. So let's get over to here and see what he has to say. And then we're going to talk stagflation.
Markets have been reacting to tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China. A key question for investors is, how will the Fed react? Our Steve Leisman takes a closer look at that this morning. Morning.
And why this is important too, folks, if you go over to here, he's going to reference this in a second. But the Federal Reserve meet in 2 weeks, and they're going to do something. So I won't break the news to you right here. Let's get over to Steve and not let him tell it.
Steve.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Fed Fund Futures on the move, responding to tariffs by President Trump by pricing in rate cuts from the Fed much more aggressively. Markets now pricing in 3 cuts from the Fed this year, with a greater than 50% probability of a first cut in June, a second one in July, and now a third one in September. But will the Fed come to the rescue, and how quickly? Fed officials have said they're going to respond to weakness in growth and employment, but they can only do so if inflation is headed to the 2% target and inflation expectations remain under control. But 5-year inflation expectations measured by the University of Michigan, well, they shot up recently to 3.5% on those broad tariff concerns among the American public. That's the highest level in 31 years. Market-based expectations are lower but remain elevated. Krishna Guha of Evercore ISI says the road to a June cut runs through this. Moderate tariffs, that would mean backing off the current levels against Mexico and Canada, weaker job growth and declining inflation, along with contained inflation expectations. Markets seem to be betting on that scenario, but the Fed could find it tough to cut while tariff-induced price hikes are working their way through the inflation indices, and until it's clear to policymakers they face one-time price hikes, not a rekindling of inflation.
They're going to bring this up here in a second, but I don't want to rewind it back. But they had the University of Michigan or Michigan State's expectations on inflation. And did you see it was about 3, I think, or a little over 3 or so forth? The odd thing about that is just a couple years ago, inflation factually was like 7%. So he's like, it spiked up to the highest level ever in 30 years. Well, not too long ago, inflation was actually, not expected, was actually over 7%. Let me throw that out there. So now they're going to start talking about, I also want to say, look at the CME FedWatch tool here in a second. As I don't think, unless it's getting updated, I don't think the Fed has 3 price cuts in. So I'll check this in again tomorrow. So stay tuned for tomorrow as well. Back here, because they have a few more comments about this. Because here's my look at it. And I think they're going to bring this up here. You know, the tariffs, they're going to be a hit. They're going to be a hit to all of us. And that's why I keep saying every time we get a nice rate reprieve with mortgages, I'm like, guys, lock in. Because you know, tomorrow, this thing can turn and we can go up a 1 full percent again. So if you're saving $200-$400 a month on a refinance, don't, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. I'm going to start saying that. But let's get back to what Steve has to say. But tariffs are going to, they're going to hit us. So how long are they going to be there? There'll be a one-time hit. Okay, there's going to be like a price, you know, let's say eggs, they just up to $5 a dozen or whatever the heck they are, and they stay there. Okay, so one-time price hike, do they keep going up and up and up, or, you know, a year later they're down? So that's where is, you know, when you look out at that five-year expectations on inflation, and tariffs continually keep ticking up and up and up. And that's what Steve just said here. I think the young lady next to him has the same comment about this. So let's see what they have to say about it.
Guys?
But the problem, Steve, is that that inflation, as you know, is not really demand-led inflation that the Fed fights. So it feels to me that it's easier for them to cut if we really start to see growth slow down, and particularly that have an impact in the labor market.
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. The trouble is that you can come to one conclusion if you sort of close one eye and look only at one part of it. The trouble for the Fed, I think, right now is the context. You know, they go back to 2018 and you see that the tariffs didn't cause a broad increase in the price indices. Well, inflation was below target then. We'd been through a very long stretch of below target inflation. Right now, if you listen to some Fed officials, they point out, hey, we've been through just a pretty good round of inflation. We're still above target. And so that context is going to give them, I think, a little more pause, suggesting to me the market might be a little more aggressive. You're right. They can respond to weakness, lower job growth, but they're going to have to wait till at least they're sure, I think, these price hikes that are coming from the tariffs just are one time and not rekindling of an inflation psychology among the public.
Yeah, we're back to that argument.
And here's my context in this too. It'd be tough, you know, we're all hoping for lower rates. We want the Federal Reserve to cut rates. Let's say they cut rates because of this scenario, you know, tariffs are spiking up prices and everything else. You're like, okay, we need to help the economy, we'll lower rates. Then let's say they, in 60 days, the tariffs go away. Say, so now prices come back down. So now people have the extra money in their pockets. Are they going to spend that money, thus rekindling inflation? It's a tough situation to go in right now. So let's now move over to Steve Leisman said, you know, there's three price cuts, probabilities of price cuts coming in. So let's go through here. Here's the Fed Watch tool. Go to just go to cmegroup.com and you can find this there. It tells you what the probabilities are, what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do at the next couple meetings. You see in 14 days, they're going to do something. But what are they going to do? Well, the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. It's right over my head. So this is the probabilities of rate cuts, I guess. In June, they're exposed to cut by there's a 50% chance they're going to cut. Okay, that's June. Then they're going to cut again September and then once again in December. So that's a long way out. There's going to be a ton of data coming in through here. There's going to be settlements with, you know, with wars places. There are going to be tariff settlements and so forth. So I'll give a thumbs up for a December rate cut, but I don't know what's in the cards, folks. So tomorrow what we have coming in is now we have more data that the Federal Reserve is going to monitor. So what we have coming in tomorrow is actually ADP's job numbers, because maybe they're hoping that the job market doesn't start to really soften. So that's what we're going to focus in on here. I'm still not completely giving two thumbs up to ADP because they have some huge revisions sometime. So we'll look at that. We'll see how that comes in. Same thing with the servicing PMI. That shocked the markets last reading. You go down through on Thursday, initial jobless claims are coming out on that day. That's from our government. And then on Friday, we get average hour earnings. That's going to tell us, you know, how much money people are making. And then the true unemployment rate. Is it ticking up, ticking down, or going sideways? That's what we're focusing in on. Based on all this data, could we be now in store for stagflation? Okay, so you're going to start hearing some things about stagflation. Now, what is it? I went to DeepSeek and put this in. If you guys don't like me using DeepSeek, let me know another system you want me to use. It doesn't matter to me, but kind of like this because you can read kind of its thinking on when it puts in here. So stagflation is basically an economic phenomenon characterized by a combination of stagnant economic growth, high employment, and rising inflation. Okay, right now we have, and I won't say inflation's really rising, it's stabilized. Okay, but with the tariffs, they're going to go up. So, you know, again, is this it's rising inflation because we're actually enticing that those rate price increases? It's a tough one. Unemployment, that data is coming in as we speak. And last week, we got the GDP for the last quarter, and it was still a positive 2.3. So tough to say we're in a stagflation period, but here's what it is. It's when there's low or negative GDP and a sluggish economy. And then high unemployment, elevated joblessness due to reduced economic activities. and then you have to, you know, raise rates or do something with rates to offset this. So now what you're going to start hearing is, well, in the past, stagflation, they caused rates to go up to 20%. Yeah, but you have to put it into context. Let's go down, and I put down through here. Here's what I did, and this is why I love this stuff. I put in here and said, what happens to interest rates during stagflation periods in history? List events, dates, and what interest rates did. That's all I put in. And it searches through and scans through and does all my research for me in an instant. And it says, well, in 1970, what happened? OPEC. So it was basically a stagflationary period because of OPEC. Watch the theme here. As you're going to get older, like me, you're going to start finding themes. And when they say your parents talk to you, you know, sometimes listen to them. Wish I did. But here's what happened. Triggered. Oil prices just skyrocketed. I remember I was a kid and it was brutal. So that's what happened. And interest rates went to 12%. Federal funds rate, 13%. We're complaining today because the federal funds rate is 4 or 4.25. Outcome, inflation peaked. Inflation was 12%. Okay. Again, now we get late 1970s stagflation. What happened? A second oil shock by Iran. You're starting to see the themes. When we have this, usually happened in our economy over the last 30, 40, 50, 100 years. Most of them occurred because of oil. Hopefully we're self-sufficient at this point, so that won't be trigger this, but just letting you know the background of these things, because a lot of people are going to say stagflation, here's what's going to happen. Rates are going to go to 20%. Well, this is what happened during these times. Okay. It's a lot different than what it is today. So it was, once again, oil interest rates went up to 21%. So when you hear your aunts, uncles, dads, grandpas, whatever, saying, oh, I remember I got a mortgage at 15% or 20%, they weren't a kid, because there's where they were. And then you start seeing UK inflation. Really care about stagflation. About the UK. Care about Japan. Global, this is 2023 for COVID. So that's where the stagflation comes. So please reference this. Teach your friends what stagflation is. You know, because stagflation is occurring, or maybe is occurring to occur, mean interest rates are going to go to 20%. Hopefully you can understand. So that is my report for today, folks. So not much about mortgages. I'm just trying to teach you about the economy and what in the heck is going on that's really affecting these things. So hope you learned something. So what do I do? How do I do things? Because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to search over 30 different lenders to help you guys navigate this home buying path. So how do we do this? Go down through here. Here's my website. You can go to therateupdate.com. This thing is going to be changing by the day. But you can go right here and you can actually reach out to us in 4 different ways. If you want to put in your application, you can do through any of these systems. But let me tell you what we do. So here's what we do. I work at a federal bank. That makes me federally licensed throughout the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. And the cool thing is we're also associated with or work with 30 other banks. Okay? But what that means for you is, let's say you're searching for insurance. I'll just make it simple. You want an insurance policy. So you just go out there and you're like, okay, who can search for insurance for me and just cover all these places at once? And you use them. Okay. So then you use them. Then why would you start looking and continue to look? Okay. So we're looking for people that just want to reach out to us and need our true guidance, basically from application stage, keys in your pocket. So if you can search and do all this on your own, God bless you, please do so. But here's what we do. You fill out your application with us, we do your credit one time. Now we have products that I offer here, products that all these 30 other lenders have. I have their rates, their products. They might even have down payment assistance programs and grants and things like that. Then we can use all these. Basically, that's the insurance piece. So reach out to us if you're looking for some assistance, basically from starting out, keys in your hand. Go to therateupdate.com, 4 different things you can put in your application right up through there. Just click that button and you're on your way. You can schedule a one-on-one consultation with me. Just click there and schedule a date and time that's available. And scroll down to the bottom of the website and you're going to find our information right down there. Give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me at dan@rateupdate.com. And if you have any just comments, you can leave those down below. If you need some questions answered from me or just need some help, please reach out to me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Give me your question. Give me your name and phone number. Love to call you back and go over that question. And that's it for today, folks. Hope you learned something. Come back tomorrow to see how all this mess ends or starts another day. Watching. Bye-bye.